Bago natin simulan ang lahat, nais muna naming kilalanin ang mga tradisyonal na nagmamay-ari ng lupain na kinatatayuan ng aming himpilan kung saan binuo ang podcast na ito. Nagbibigay galang ang SBS Filipino sa mga Camarigal people ng Guringay Nation at nakakatandang miyembro ng kanilang komunidad. Noon at ngayon, kinikilala rin namin ang traditional owners mula sa lahat ng lupain ng mga Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kung saan naroon ang aming mga tagapakinig. Pamana, mga wika, kultura at tradisyong ipinamamana sa susunod na salinglahi, mga yaman na kailanman ay di matutumbasan. Sa ngalan ng mga bumubuo ng SBS Filipino sa radyo, inihahandog namin ang mga kwento ng pamana.
Usahay, magadamgo ako na ikaw og ako nakahigugmaay.
Ang podcast na ito ay nakasentro sa personal na karanasan ng pamilya Tana na parehong tubong Bohol, ngunit lumaki sa Cagayan de Oro. Alamin natin kung paano ipinasa ang wikang kinagisnan matapos nag-migrate taong 1980 sa Australia. At kilalanin ang apong si Sandra.
Di man ko ga-believe na kung to ka nagkapuyo sa lain country that you should forget your taglikan. So why should I deprive my children from learning, grandchildren especially, from learning the dialect that I grow up with? I don't see the point nga. Pag-abot nila dito, mura na dahil sila foreigner na di na balong. No, I don't like that idea of making them strangers to their gagikan.
Ang pagmamahal sa kulturang Filipino at ang matutunan ang wikang Bisaya ang isa sa tagubilin sa pamilya ng 74 na taong gulang na ngayon na si Lola Nena Tan at ang namayapang asawa nito na si Pete. Kaya lahat ng kanyang mga anak at apo, isinasapuso ang pagiging Pinoy. Higit sa lahat, nakakaintindi at nakakapagsalita ng wikang Bisaya.
Sabi mo, it's an individual decision. So, I can only say that for myself, I don't like my children to forget, my grandchildren to forget my tagigan. It's part of my history, it's part of my family. So why should I deprive them of learning the dialect that I grow up with? I know that someday in their lives, they will go back to the Philippines, and especially Cagayan de Oro, Bisaya. It's worthwhile knowing, learning na makakommunicate sila dayon.
Si Sandra, ang panganay sa mga apo sa pamilya Tan. Ilang taon rin siyang nanirahan kasama ng kanyang mga magulang sa bahay ng kanyang lolo at lola.
When I was born, my first 5 years, nagpuyo ko din sa balay ni lola. So, and because wala'y lain nga, like, what could, that time, ako ra isa. So I learned a lot of Bisaya because I was in the house with Lola and Lolo and Tito Bong and, you know, my a few titas and my parents as well. So I had sort of had no choice. I had to really learn. That's why it was easy for me to absorb the Bisaya.
Kwento ni Lola Nena, hindi pormal ang pagtuturo na kanilang ginagawa. Kinakausap lang nila ang mga apo sa dialekto at wikang kanilang kinagisnan.
She was interested herself. It just came naturally. Abi mo, there was no special method of teaching them. Brag, na-carry on lang bitaw nila. na-absorb lang nila because it was the dialect that we were using in the household. There was no formal teaching na bukani ang Bisaya. Like Sandra, she just absorbed it.
Kilalang music lover ang mag-asawa at naipamana nila ito sa kanilang pamilya. Maliban sa pagganta, natuto rin silang humawak ng musical instruments. Naging daan din ang musika para mas mahasa ang kanilang pagsasalita ng Bisaya.
Family tradition that every time we get together, we end up sing-alongs. And then, fortunately, just automatically it passed on to my children and grandchildren. And on Christmas, it's a family tradition that we sing carols all together. Music, Manggun, is very contagious and it gives you a nice feeling when you're singing or you're participating in a music. I'm always happy to be able to indulge in music. It's a kind of makes you feel good.
Si Sandra ang katandem ni Lola habang nagpa-piano. Isa sa paborito ng pamilya ang Cebuano song na Usahay o Napangarap Ka sa wikang Tagalog. Kwento nito ang pangarap na pag-ibig, pero nabigo.
Usahay, magadanggo ako.
Nariyan din ang kanta tungkol sa pagkakaisa at masayang pamilya.
Usa kami ka pa.
Kwento ni Sandra, maliban sa pag-awit, ikinatuwa din niya ang kanyang karanasan sa pagiging bilingual sa loob ng eskwelahan.
Usahay sa bata pa ko, maglisod ko kay, di ko kay balo kong English ba ni or Bisaya ba ni? Like, magsagol ang words. So, for example, when I was asked to give show and tell, and basically they asked me, so what did you get up to during the holidays? And then I said, oh, my cousin came to stay in our sala. But I didn't realize that sala was not English. So my teacher actually said, huh, your cousin is staying in your cellar. They thought that she's staying in the cellar, like in the basement. So there was moments like that, na, like you're sort of confused, but it's because you're learning two languages at once. So yeah, and kung naami sa balay, you know, mag Bisaya, it's like Taglish but Bisaya English. So you're just mixing words all the time.
At ang pagiging bilingual din niya ang may malaking impluwensya sa pagpili ng kanyang karera ngayon.
Tungod kay bilingual ko, masayon na ko ikuha ang like language. So I think that's actually why my work is in communications. Like I'm a writer and, you know, my work is in words, because I think from a young age, you're having to understand things for yourself and piece together the meanings of things and also translate, you know, for yourself what's going on. So maybe that's why I ended up in communications. You know, I think that's for me a big benefit, is just like having the appreciation for language.
Dagdag ng dalaga, hindi rin niya makalimutan ang nakakatuwang karanasan nang una niyang binisita ang mga kaanak sa Pilipinas na mag-isa. Nakatulong din umano ito para mas makilala ang kanyang pinagmulan.
Nakatawa sila. Hey, akong Bisaya, so broken. So,
puro telegrama.
Yeah, so I would just try, you know, I think it's really... It's important na ma-persevere ka aron you sort of get rid of ang ulaw. You like have to push through because you're always going to be embarrassed kung masayop ka, pero it's much more like beneficial if you can just keep going. I can understand it fluently, so if you speak to me in Bisaya, I can understand everything that you're saying. It's just when I'm replying to you, it's a bit, yeah, it's difficult for me, but I can get by.
Malaking hamon man ang matutunan ang wika, hindi pinanghinaan ng loob si Sandra. Sa tulong at suporta ng kanyang pamilya, mas mabilis niyang naunawaan ang mga salitang Bisaya na binibigkas sa kanya.
Now, kung masturya ko ni like mama or papa, magamit na ko Bisaya. So that I sort of get more in the groove. Yeah. But otherwise, you'll just rely on English and then you just get lazy. You know, you won't use it. One person can't keep a language alive. It has to really be a community. Otherwise, you're just talking to yourself. Maybe it's something that comes with time. Like, you know, the older you get, the more you realize, oh, this is really something that I need to put effort to preserve for myself and for my future generations. I think it's everyone's personal journey. Like, you know, you'll find the connection to it. And then I think it's also about like your family as well being supportive and not just like laughing at you. like every time you get something wrong.
Aktibo si Sandra at gumaganap bilang media manager sa Entrepinize, isang grupo ng mga negosyante na nagsusulong at nagpapakilala sa Filipino cuisine at kultura sa buong Australia. Pinagsisikapan din niyang maipakilala ang kakayahan ng mga Bisaya bilang bahagi ng mayamang kultura ng mga Filipino saan man sa mundo. Bagay na ikinagagalak at ipinagmamalaki ng kanyang buong pamilya, lalo na ng kanyang lola.
Being a part of the Entrepreneurs has really helped me to feel a part of the community, firstly, because I think I was close to my culture through my family, but when I was growing up, I didn't have a lot of Filipino friends. So I kind of didn't really, until I got involved with the Entrepreneurs, I didn't really realize the full scope of how diverse the experience of being Filipino is. And then that also in turn made me more proud. It made me realize, like a lot of the time when we talk about Filipino pride, it's more to do with the Tagalog culture. And it's not really looking at the different languages that are also quite strong. So I realized that there's some work to do in raising the profile and the representation for those languages too. So I think where I can, I just try to insert Bisaya, you know, into those conversations, I guess. Yeah. And just to make people aware that the Philippines has so many languages to be proud of. And, you know, Bisaya is also one of those.
Hinihikayat naman ni Lola Nena ang mga magulang na turuan ang mga anak sa kulturang Filipino. Maaari itong simulan sa lingwahe para hindi makalimutan ng susunod na henerasyon ang kanilang pinagmulan.
Teach your children not to forget where you come from. my attitude is that my grandchildren should learn the dialect so that if they go back to the Philippines, they can easily communicate with the Cagayans, with the Visayans, yeah.
I'm quite conscious that, you know, my generation, we're first generation Australians. So like, if we don't continue to share the language and the music, then, you know, it's really us that keeps those things alive. So I feel a kind of a responsibility to at least record these things and remember them and, yeah, make sure that they're thriving as well, because the Filipino, you know, diaspora, like we're all over the world. There's always Filipinos everywhere, you know. So it's one way that we can connect.
Ang kwento ng Pamilya Tan, isa sa mga patunay na maraming kultura, lingwahe at dialekto ang Pilipinas na dapat ipagmalaki at ipamana kasama na ang Bisaya.
Usahay, magadanggo ako. Na ikaw og ako nagahigug maay, nanong damguhon ko ikaw, damguhon sa kanunay sa akong kamingaw. Usahay, magamahay ako. Nanong natao pa ning kalibutan, nanong gidiaw-diawan ang gugma ko kanimo, kanimo da.
Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.